Yeah, I thought we had a really good practice today. You know, we've had four OTA practices. So today we worked a lot in the red zone, if you probably noticed that. So we worked on, you know, first, second, third down. We've also worked on the red zone. The remainder of the week we're going to do two-minute looks, fourth down plays. And so, you know, we're going to have, as I told the team in our meeting this morning, we'll have probably 80%, 85% of our systems of play in all three phases of the game in by the end of this week. So I thought I thought the energy was good, but probably the first time you're inside, it feels a little faster, probably just because the heat index is a little bit lower there. But I thought overall it was a good practice.
When you have a new offense you're putting in, is there expected learning curves, and what's the timeline? Do you feel like last year you guys may have been more together just because you knew it better? Is that part of the process that you have to go through?
I think there's definitely an adjustment phase. It's hard to say, Adam, exactly, what that is. But, just think of it in this terms. Last Friday, I believe, was the first day we really did third down in a competitive situation. So today was the first day we did red zone, with a new offensive scheme against a defense that, Coach Coyle's been here now going on 3 years. So, there's certainly there is a learning curve. It's the first time that they've done this in a competitive atmosphere. They've gone over it in the classroom. They've gone over it in phase two against air. I'm talking about the offense specifically. So, yeah, it definitely takes time. That's why, they're going to be in there in 3 or 4 minutes getting a quick look at the tape and trying to make those corrections. And so the next time we do red zone, probably next week, they'll be a little better at it.
With the Cole and Lucy experiment, Joe, what are you looking to see from him in Mike's spot? What are the things you're looking for?
Well, since I've been here, one of the things that we've taken emphasized strongly have been fundamentals on defense, whether it's block protection, pursuit, tackling, creating turnovers. And one of the things we've liked about them, that I've liked in particular, is that when we do a year-end cut-up and we show examples of how to take on a block, how to tackle properly, how to pursue the football, he shows up on a lot of those cut-ups. And so, football is, as I like to tell the team, it's not a complicated thing. Defensively, we want to, do those things. So we want to see him do those things, and we want to take a look at him from, the interior, from the middle. And we think he has great leadership qualities. We think he's his play has certainly exemplified that over the course of period of time that I've been here. He plays football the right way. And so, we're going to see how he adjusts to that position and how he relates to the other players at his position and the defense in general. So far, he's done a nice job.
We saw Jelani and Nell rotate a lot at that outside position. Would it be fair to say that's competition there, or is it just getting different?
Well, there's competition everywhere. We're looking for everybody to step up and compete and push each other as a football team in general. So, but beyond that, there's nothing really to speak of there.
I recall you saying that you thought Charles Clay had a great game against New England, the one reception for
right,
6 yards.
Right.
And what did he do as far as thinking his way through that game? And would you expect that he'll have to have more, I guess, is the game more mental for him now because he can expect more attention?
Well, I think, Chris, what I meant, he's a team player, this guy. I mean, this guy comes to work every single day. He's not caught up in individual accolades or statistics. He loves the game. He's got very, very good energy on the field. And he's got, I think the staff and his teammates have a lot of respect for him. So, probably again, we don't coach the defenses of the teams that we're going to go up against. But certainly, if you study our film, this guy made plays. He's a good football player. So certainly there's going to be, that's where I think balance in an offense is so important to have, that, you have to have other players that step up and make plays. When a team's committed to, allocating a bunch of resources to stop one particular player.
How much can it benefit the offense to move Mike Wallace around? And on the flip side of that, can you address why you guys didn't do it very often last season?
Yeah. Well, there's positives and negatives. I mean, the thing that I think can be helpful is it can create some different matchups potentially. If you motion them, if you start them inside, they're going to have to decide, are they going to have a particular player move with him? Typically, in man-to-man defense, it might be different. In zone defense, hey, if he's in the slot, we may like his release against a nickelback better than we like his release against an outside corner, whoever we may be playing. So, again, those are decisions. We're focused on what we're doing this year. year, not what we've done in the past. And I certainly think that he's comfortable moving around a little bit. He's probably been motioned a little bit more and lined up in a couple different spots. And so we'll see how it goes.
Joe, regarding Olivier Vernon, breakout season for him last year. What are you expecting from him this year? Maybe not numbers-wise, but, you know, against the run, against the pass, things like that, leadership, things like that.
Yeah, all those things. I mean, just to continue to elevate his game in a lot of different areas. And one of the things that's nice about the way the offseason program's set up in the National Football League is the first couple of weeks when we don't go on the field, we have a lot of time to spend on, especially our defense last year, since the system is, you know, a lot of carryover from last year. Those guys have a lot of time to study the tape, take a look at some things that they can do better as an individual and obviously collectively as a unit. And so there's some things fundamentally, technique-wise, recognition-wise, instinct-wise, that he can develop at. You know, the one thing that's clearly evident when you watch the film is this guy plays hard every single play. I mean, he runs the football. He created some things on his own. You know, sometimes our job as a coach is to put players in a position to be successful. I thought our staff did an outstanding job of that last year. But he made some plays on his own, just pure old-fashioned effort and hustle.
Coach, attitude-wise, I mean, you notice sometimes when guys are up, and Mike says he looks forward to coming to work. Mike Wallace is forward to coming to work this year. Do you sense a little different excitement from him?
I think he's more comfortable, Lewis. I think he just feels better about, you know, there's that old saying, I used it a lot, I heard it when I was a young coach, I've probably thrown it around here, you know, you have to feel good about parking your car and walking in the building. And I think, you know, from his standpoint, if you flash back 12 months from today, you know, there was still uncertainty, you started getting used to things, new teammates, new locker room, new schedule. So I think he's just a lot more comfortable with how we do things, the way the program is, and how he fits into that. And, you know, I think all those things are going to pay dividends. You know, it sounds like a little thing. It's not a route. It's not a technique. It's not catching the ball. But we all know in our own professions, if, you know, we feel better about walking through the door, you know, ultimately I think your performance is better.
You know, when Marcus Thigpen has been at receiver, what's the thinking behind that? It's a very crowded field there. What are you expecting from him?
Well, I think you guys have your astute football observation, Chris. You probably noticed we haven't been in a lot of two-back formations, you know. So we're just taking a look at getting the best players opportunities to get their hands on the football and utilize the people that we have, you know, in the most opportune fashion that we can. It's really no more complicated than that.
Coach, let's talk about Mike. Some time to feel comfortable. It looks like Louis Delmas is comfortable right away. How has the defense felt his presence here in the first week?
Yeah. I think it took Lewis about 3 minutes to be comfortable in the building, but no, he's an energetic, passionate guy, and you know, the one thing that we noticed the way he plays on tape before we signed him was, you know, he plays fast, he plays football the right way, you know, he's decisive, and that enthusiasm, that energy, he's certainly brought to the team, and he likes going out there, and so, you know, so far so good.
I know it's only June, but how's Sean Marino's conditioning?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think the last four practices, you kind of feel him a little bit more. You know, against air, it's a little bit hard to really gauge where everybody's at. And you kind of feel him as a football player a little bit more, Armando, now that, you know, we're in some more competitive situations, and he's, you know, you can see that leadership quality. You can see that energy that he has, that enthusiasm. I think my instincts tell me for this time of the year it's pretty good. But I think there's certainly some room before we get really rolling yet.
And, Joe, no, Sean isn't always out there with the first team. Does that mean it's a close battle with him and Lamar?
We don't really have, you know, yeah, it's OTA 4, and we're not lining up till September 7th. So we're getting guys. The big thing is, you know, providing opportunities for repetitions. And I want to say in the first 3 days we had 243 competitive snaps against one another. And so really right now that's what we want to do. We want to get especially we've got a new offense. We want to get a lot of plays on tape, take a look at it, teach it. You know, obviously we're studying personnel, who can do what jobs the best, and then there'll be a time and a place for all that. But right now we're just interested in, you know, getting guys some work and exposure.
All right, a couple more.
We haven't seen in your 2 years now, your third year, a back at 250, 300 carries be that workhorse. Is that just a relic of the past now, or do you think it's...
No, I don't think, you know, we'll see what happens. I wouldn't rule anything out.